together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Have my increase, you can't have my breakthrough. This means war. Well, welcome, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Yes, this is Pastor E here with Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. We are going to continue our variety of Real Talk discussions focused around domestic violence next door. But, family, we are truly fully committed to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And yes, with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man and woman or person with every given opportunity we have. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we will. Oh, if he can make a promise, we're going to make a promise too. We will reach the lost and unsaved with Real Talk discussions. Welcome again this morning. We thank you for continuing to follow and continuing to share. What a night last night. We had a celebration of work. That was the biggest theme last night. Let's go to work. And I just want to say God is good and he is moving in miraculous ways. Without any further introduction, without any further waiting, let me bring in my co-host, Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Welcome, mighty woman of God, who was celebrated last night for all of your work. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. I'm in here. Yes, it was an awesome night last night. Thank you so very much for coming out and for enjoying and having fun. And thank you to all the audience that was on live watching. It was a great show.
Exactly. We touch people not only in our own environment, but we actually touch people across the nation. We were on live several times last night and got a lot of feedback, and I'm just blessed about last night. I know we're continuing our discussion, domestic violence next door, and we want to remind our listeners that we're not talking about just something that just happened. We're talking about an epidemic. That it is well noted that this is just not something that happened. This is something going on. It's continuing. And when something is repetitious, then you now find yourself in a state of an epidemic. And an epidemic is something we can be a part of changing. And we have to throw our hands up, men and women, as we're looking and listening next door, that women are 85% of the victims. Believe that. I mean, yes, we have a small, and that doesn't negate men being victims also. The numbers are probably much higher in the men category, but we just don't speak out. We'll just leave and run from the relationship and just don't tell nobody. That's the truth there. Don't get mad at me. But 85% of the domestic abuse victims are women, and that is too much. We have to cut those numbers down, and that's why we're here today. Me and myself, Minister Carolyn, and our other panel members that have been joining us weekly, the panel's growing. We want you to let your voice be heard today, and I don't think we have a topic today, basically. Do we, Minister Carolyn? I know she keeps muting her phone because I think she has some people around her. But as we continue
I muted it. I'm here.
But we don't have a subject, so we're just kind of freelancing today and really honing in on where we are. We're getting ready to, and you're gonna be hearing a lot of this on the network and throughout the broadcast that we're in the third quarter. October 1st starts our final quarter in the season of 2018, and we have to get ready to cross over. We got 3 months of hard work to finish strong, but we have to be effective in what we're doing here. October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want to celebrate both of those campaigns. We have T-shirts available for that we could help you in fundraisers that you can buy at a small cost and be able to still make some income back on that. I believe it's about an 80% a profit share that you can make on the deal that we have. But we want to get into that, and we want to get more voices from you. So without a title, we'll kind of just go back and forth this morning, Minister Carolyn, or if you had somebody that on particular, which I don't see any new numbers. I know Ms. Paula's online, I believe that's a no. I got to get one more week, and I'll have it perfect. Ms. Paula's definitely online, already in the queue. She was here 5 minutes before the show started. So give you an opportunity to just kind of share, maybe even share your experience last night on what was it, you know, what really touched you?
Okay. First, I want to start off, it hasn't been brought to your attention, but Miss Amanda is sick today. That's why she isn't on the line. So I want to pray for healing in her body or whatever is going on with her.
I was waiting for the right moment, but I'm glad you mentioned that. And this is what God showed me. I saw her on Facebook about 4 days ago. Well, first I saw her on Facebook right after this connection with the network and with us in Covenant. And then 2 days later, I saw another post and she is under attack. I have been praying for this young lady ever since Wednesday, and I want that to really kind of we're linking up. Yesterday we were chaining ourselves to each other and being in agreement for prayer, and we just want to break that because she really let go. And when you I was sharing last night is that when you start professing that Christ is Lord, all hell breaks loose. It's inevitable. Yeah. Now, but when we have support systems and have people and covenant partners like this that says, oh, no, we recognize that. Let's pray. Because remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we have to go into a spiritual realm. So I'm glad you brought that up. She is definitely under attack because she claimed some stuff last week out in the open. She's been holding on to some stuff and she let it out worldwide last week. And we have to be conscious of those things and how they can come up. So thank you for bringing that up. I had that number 3 on the list, but definitely we want to stand in for her, and we can do that right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father God, let's first of all, we want to come together and say, Lord, remove anything, any situation that's not pleasing to you. Lord, we come before you humble. We come before you willing and able to stand and be your child. So Heavenly Father God, we pray right now. We touch and agree for the spirit of oneness. We pray right now and pray for the spirit of togetherness. Thank you, Jesus. We pray in agreement right now for the same spirit of faith that as we chain up, as we link up together and surround Amanda, as we gird up Amanda, and as we stand in the gap for her right now, Heavenly Father God, we bind any attack on her physical body, on her mental thoughts, on her relationship, on her children, on her profession, on her music, right now by the name of Jesus and that by the blood that makes everything clean, white as snow. Lord, we plead it right now over her life. Lord, we touch and agree and believe that it's already done. Lord, we move into the accepted realm that we can now send to her the anointing of it being finished, complete, and done. Oh, yes, the rain has been lifted. Oh, yes, yes, the cloud has moved away. Oh, yeah, the pain is being removed right now because we believe that by your stripes you've already paid the cost. By your stripes, you've already put in the work. And by the stripes, we can believe and we can work with you right now, believing that anyone under the sound of my voice can touch the anointing of the hem of your garment and be healed and made new. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. It's finished. It's complete. And we believe in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all see, y'all get some stuff started around this talk show. Don't get told y'all last night. I'm emceeing the entertainment, and they kept giving me the mic. But what was so amazing about last night is that every time there was a gap, people didn't say play music. They said give us a word. It was, oh my God, I went to sleep hearing that ring in my ear all night long, Minister Carolyn, is that every break that came up and every intermission we had, you know, with technical difficulties and all that, everybody in agreement said, give us a word. Oh my God. Woo, and I didn't let them down.
Amen, amen. And the other thing that I liked is the young lady. The young lady, the activist, the fighter, the freedom fighter.
Kiana. You're talking about Kiana Klein.
Kiana.
I believe that's awesome.
Song.
Yes.
When her two little hooks, and then she said, everybody say swing.
Swing.
Oh, my God. I loved it. I loved it. Because
yes.
I was swinging. I was swinging.
She got a powerful voice.
Yes.
She reminds me of MC Light.
Yes.
That's all I could hear when she was. She sounds just like, she has a little, not like her, but she has a little tone in there of that, like MC Light. I was touched by her message last night. And also on September 23rd, which is the football game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings, they're doing a protest for Black Lives and for incarceration and. I think it's several things they have going on in that rally. We're going to support them with that, and we want your prayers and supplication. She said something too last night, and maybe this people saying, well, you're not talking about domestic violence. We really are, because any sort of violence is. But she said something so profound last night when she said, well, you know, the church, and I go to church. She said, but the church is kind of silent. And we're not asking, she said, we're not asking the church to get out there and put your church on Front Street and mess up this, but to pray for us and cover us.
Wow.
I was out there, I was dropping tears from the sound booth when she said that. Because she said, just come out and pray for us. You don't have to stand out with a sign. Just let me see the church support us and pray for us. Oh, my God, she preached to me.
Exactly, exactly. I'm getting chills just now as you're speaking and it's ironic that Ms. Paula is on the line because she is a freedom fighter, the Justice family, and I was going to speak to them about it as well, maybe about coming out and just standing ground to back them up. These are young people that are fighting for justice. Young people.
And believers.
And if they could come out there and they could do it, then I'm working both sides of the fence. I'm with the church, and I'm with the freedom fighters. So let's go. Let's do this. Let's help the babies because they're our tomorrow. You know, and those are our next voices for domestic violence and any other kind of violence.
That's right. That's us.
Those are the next up. You know, so
they're the ones that can make really. Those are the ones that can really change it.
Yeah.
If we can influence someone with a voice like that, oh my God, they're going to change some people from not going through domestic violence. Oh, yeah, see, I got pulled around. We're talking about just last night's fellowship, and then we talked about prayer. But watch how God brings that back around because it really is reaching those that have not experienced it, that they can reach someone that's about to. We want to stop the violence. We want to stop the chain. We don't want to just say, oh, do it. Come here. We got a outlook for you. We want to be the stopping stone. The brother last night, how do you pronounce the name? K-U-A Kaufman?
Kufan.
Kufan. That's what he said. He said, we got to We got to get out there and stop the situation. He said, I'm not trying to go and tell him, all right, go in, and when you come out, let me show you how you can get your life back together. He said, we want to stop the cycle. And that's what we're here about on this broadcast, is stopping the cycle of violence, of domestic violence and any type of violence.
Praise God.
Praise God. Anything, go ahead. You want me to bring in Ms. Paula right now? Let's do this. It's a little different this week. Let's go ahead and give everybody an opportunity to get in this conversation. You see,
right.
You know where we're coming from. We've been doing this for how many? Oh my God, almost three quarters of a year, and we've missed some Saturdays because of other appointments and things like that. But we've been consistent, and you know what we're doing here. Dial one, get in. Don't wait until the end to get in. Dial one now and get in the conversation. We want to welcome Ms. Paula. Definitely, like I said, she ride or die. She's been here early. Good morning, Ms. Paula. Welcome again to our panel. This is our panel. Then I want to say this before I even get that. God put this in my heart when you were saying something, Minister Carolyn, is that we really need to start showing up for each other. You know, I can't go. I don't have nothing to take. Just show up. Let's start showing up for each other and the support, because you're going to need us, and we're going to need you, and let's continue. Good morning, Ms. Paula. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Amen. Well, we definitely have to give a shout out. We know you are our support system from behind, and we're definitely reaching out and covering your ministry. And Freedom Fighters to me is a ministry, to even talk about justice. My God, there's so much injustice in our society right now. And you don't even have to look at color lines. You can see injustice all over the place. And we need to be more supportive to active movements. And we definitely want to be a part of that. So, as we said, the lines are open. Dial one. We're going to bring you in. I see another caller. Area code 424, last 47929. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor Ian, Minister Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful in the Lord. How are you doing, Pastor E?
Blessed.
Miss Cat. That's Miss Cat.
And highly favored. That's right.
Oh, yes. I think we all still are bubbling with the anointing from last night.
Yes, truly. God is a good God.
Yes, he is. Anything you want to share with us this morning? I see you dialed one a few minutes ago, and we're not subject bound this morning or topic central. We're just kind of open and sharing. I know we shared about last night's experience. May something touch you differently about last night, just in the celebration of oneness that you want to share today, or anything that may be in your heart.
Yes, truly. Even though I just pressed one, I've been on the call on hold with the song "This Means War" since 9 o'clock. Okay. But what I would like to share about last night, how the Spirit moved, freely. We were just praising the Lord. Even though the enemy tried to have his hand in it with the technical difficulties and, few different little attitudes being the Spirit, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and spirits. Darkness, high powers, and all that. So we got the victory last night, and that's what was up the highlight. Everybody was the highlight, Pastor E. Everyone was the highlight. Even though we wasn't able to watch the full documentary of Minister Carolyn, but God allowed it to happen, because her next documentary will show all the good and everything else going on. So we just going to continue to give him the praise. Continue to stay prayed up. And, it's a big movement. And those, who's standing on the front line, those who willing to support everyone and be there in the right spirit, God is pleased.
Amen. I believe he is. There's a movement going on. And I see those that have been remnant, the ones that have been lasting, and now seeing support coming through. And that means a lot. When you're out here on the battlefield by yourself, and I know Minister Curley can speak to this, is that when you're out there by yourself, and you ain't going to stop because you're by yourself, but when people start showing up not to try to maneuver or to move, but to assist, oh, my God, we can do some things. And I know the angels in heaven are clapping because we're learning to really work together and to not be about self and not to be about self. So I applaud everyone last night. There were champions all through the room, even though it's not even honored. There was a room full of champions, and I even think we all left there a lot better for the battle and for the stuff God has put on us.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with that.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else come on in? Mr. Curling, you're still live. Miss Paula, we already know you're our background voice, but if you got something to say, come on in and share. Anybody else out there? I'm about to start, and this is I'm gonna give everybody a warning. All my covenant partners know that other than the season of 2018, I will put you under the bus. If you are on this line, and I know you on this line, and you are a covenant partner, we need to hear your voice. And sometimes I do it, and I'm saying why? Because some people dial one, and they don't get in. And my covenant partners, you already know, starting in October 1st, our last quarter here on the network, going into the crossover season of 2019, we're reinstituting Throwing Under the Bus. Good morning, thank Minister Charlene. And welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, Minister Cat, Minister Paula. I'm ordaining everybody a minister today. Minister Paula and definitely Minister Carolyn. You know, and it doesn't take paper. It takes the anointing to want to do the work. You are now a minister of reconciliation because of your ability to work. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Amen. Pastor E. Good morning, Pastor E. Good morning, Minister Carolyn. I was on the line. I wasn't saying nothing. But you know what? I honestly had to dial one because I want to encourage you and say I thank God for both of you getting out of the box, getting out of the comfort zone, speaking about things concerning abuse and everything like that, because sometimes those things are not said. You don't know who to talk to when people have those type of issues. You don't know who, you know what I'm saying, because you don't know who to talk to. You don't know who's going to encourage you.
Who to trust, really.
You don't know who to trust. And some of those things are personal. It's not like someone's trying to be secretive or sneaky. It's just those are heartbreaks. So, you know, if you've been hearing, many people have been hearing the messages that's been in my spirit lately, it's been matters of the heart. So, you know, physical abuse is not good, nor is mental or emotional abuse any better. You know what I'm saying? Neither one of those are good. But I just want to say thank you guys for, you know, having a ministry where you can speak those things and people can know there's hope, there's help beyond prayer. Prayer is a blessing, you know, but to have access and resources where people can, you know, begin their healing, you know, mental healing, emotional healing, you know, social healing, it's all, you know, because people can get into a shell because they feel they've been so hurt, you know, and I believe in that, you know, in my relationship with God, God has dealt with me to forgive, and, you know, I'm always talking about forgiveness, and it's in the heart, so God has to take it to another level, not just saying, okay, well, I'm over that situation, I'm away from those people or problems or circumstances, but it's like in my heart. You know, because after you got to keep going on, right? You got to keep going forward. You got to live. You got to live the life that God wants for you, and He wants us to have a healthy life. He wants us to have a healthy heart and healthy mind. So I just want to say thank you, and God, keep doing what you're doing, and may God be glorified in all the good that you're doing. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate your support, and we know that you're a voice of a victory and triumph out there. So we pray for you definitely always. God bless you this morning. Minister Terry, you knew y'all was going to put you on the bus. Ride on the bus with me. Good morning, Minister Terry. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed and highly favored. Praise God. Good morning, my beautiful family. I tell you, Pastor E, Minister Kirlin, and I tell you, Minister Paula, Minister Kat, and Minister Charlene, and all the listeners. I've been listening, you know, and I want to just to commend Carolyn and congratulate you for what you are doing and all the women on the panel this morning, along with you, Pastor E, because I heard Minister Carolyn say last night live, she said, you know, her mentor, Pastor E, and Pastor E, you're a mentor to me, because I know we have to all be accountable to somebody. We're accountable to Jesus, but I know we're going left or right. We can call you, and you will reach out to us. And I commend you, Pastor E, for reaching out to Amanda, because I know years back you reached out to me on Facebook. So we know Facebook is a vehicle that we can reach many. We can reach many that's reaching out to Jesus, and we can share him with them. Also, I thank Miss Kat. I thank you for saying, Miss Kat, that God is well pleased. Yes, he is. Because he knows you guys are doing the work. You are just doing the work to reach out to many that we can stop this and break the chains of domestic violence. Minister Curlin, you said it. The women that speaking, as we speak today, we are reaching out to many generations. And I think about my grandnieces and nephews that's coming up, because some of these young women, they think love doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt mentally, physically, emotionally. Love doesn't hurt. So, and men, and young men. So we got to just reach out and continue to do this. And Pastor, I heard you said this is the third quarter. Yes, it is. And God is speaking, like Minister Charlene said, he's speaking to all of our hearts. He spoke to Amanda's heart. Yes, when she wrote on Facebook, when we reach out and we put our post, sometimes that's the Holy Spirit. I wake up with the Holy Spirit, puts in my spirit to share. So I know she was speaking from her heart, and we thank God. I thank God. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for all of you, family, because, and I thank God for all the panel and listeners, because we are reaching out to many to seek Jesus now, because I tell you, he's been good. He's been so good. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I was just sitting back here listening, but Minister Kellen, I tell you, I love you, beautiful sister. I wasn't there with you, but believe me, I was just in the spirit and always with all of you in the spirit, all the way down to San Diego, Minister Kellen. I love you all. And you know what, Pastor E? The other night on Thursday, and all the listeners, Pastor Ree, she had a word. And when I listened to the archives, I said, you know what, this word was for me. Because the more you, when you go after Christ, he is going to come and try and attack you no matter what it may be, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I was on that call listening to Pastor E in the line. My phone dropped and cracked. So you know what, though, we have to just, the song today, this means war. This means war, and we have to just tell him, get behind me, Satan. He don't have nothing that we have when we have Jesus. I say, thank you, Lord. I love you guys, family, and God bless all the listeners, and God bless Amanda, that she keeps seeking Jesus. Amen.
Mr. Carroll, I think you got to, now I can hear you now. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What I wanted to say,
your phone is bouncing. Say something again.
Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah, that's better there. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about last night and what they were saying, that when you're in ministry, people sometimes think that it gets easier. But it doesn't. It does get harder. And even when you try to put ministry things together, Satan still finds his way up in the midst. Like last night with the audio. And then I felt the spirit of jealousy and hatred in there. But then you also know that when those things arise, when you start to praying, it was the reason why Pastor E kept getting on that mic. When you start praying, Satan will flee. He'll run.
And
I've seen the imp in the room, and I've seen the imp running. And then after that, it really was an after party. You know, and I know firsthand when you minister, Stephen, I put a post up about what we were going to do last night and how gang activity will never end because of the G's. It's similar to what I said yesterday, but I pointed out a couple of things that I had seen on Facebook. Somebody from my own personal neighborhood that I grew up with they took it and they ran with it. It got to the point where they was telling me to meet them at the park. And I actually laughed, put the laughing faces on Facebook, and I'm like, why didn't you say meet you at church? Why didn't you say meet you at Bible study? Don't get it twisted. I'll meet you at our park and anybody else's park. But what is that going to solve? I'm old and I'm crippled. You old and you crippled. So what can we do but give the other people that's going to be watching us a good laugh?
Come
you
on.
Know, what can you honestly do? You know, to me. And so then they start attacking my ministry. You know, and every year when I do backpacks, people donate to my cause. They was like, she's taking the money and she's smoking and she's doing this. And I'm like, every time I get a dollar, I post it on Facebook. I post who done it. I think sometimes I post and tell too much of my business because it's not.
As a matter of fact, you do. But for anybody let me put this out there in defense thank you, Holy Spirit, of my friend. We got receipts. If you need to know what was spent, how it was spent, we came out of our pockets. This woman spent money that she didn't even have gas to get there. It had to go and get gas because she spent them on paper and pencils and pens for the kids so we can have more stuff. Oh, my God. You need to give my number next time because believe me, we got receipts.
And so it goes back to the violence part. And what I was saying is the Jews in the neighborhood can't control and have respect for each other, but it feels like another level, another devil. It's like you guys cannot shut me down. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to travel. I'm still going to do what God has ordained me to do. And that goes to for the mother that is getting beaten. It goes to the girlfriend that is getting beaten. So many of these women, they can't even go to work because they're too busy babysitting these men that are leaving their behind. It's not no longer about anybody else because I was that woman, not once, not twice, not three times, but four or five times. I was in that vicious cycle. It was the same thing but with a man with a different name. So my advice is to whatever God has for you, whatever your heart desires, whatever you want to do for yourself, get up and do it. Don't be held back or don't be bound because of something that someone else is trying to take you through. Even when it comes to the people on the street, if you're a gang member, if it's your homeboys and your homegirls, don't be bound to the hood and the things of the hood or what they expect, because all I see is the same people sitting where I sat for 47 years, on the bus stop, on the corner. So there are new attacks every day, and I love the record War, too. I heard Ms. Kat say something about war. Every time me and Evangelist Renee go into the prison, because we just can't walk down and pray. Evangelist is radical. We have to go down the aisles dancing. We have certain gear we wear on. We pump up and hype the crowd. And every time we go down, the first record we play is War. And when I tell you the inmates get pumped up and they get in prayer mode, they do. Even the little ones that call themselves the real gangsters in the prison, they get pumped up. So, yeah, this means war. It means war, big time war. And we was warring in there last night. Pastor E was setting it off. And the imps ran. They ran. But it's okay. We stayed and we still enjoyed the after party.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. You know, I was going to sing that song for you last night, but they said they cut it down from three songs to two songs. So I said, well, I'm going to do that for her. That's her favorite song. But we probably wouldn't have went any farther if I would have started with that song. That would have probably been it. Just tap out. Amen. Well, we're still celebrating. Anybody on the line that has something that's in your spirit, go ahead and dial one. Get in on the conversation. This is for you as well as it is for us. We want to hear from you. We want you to know we're here for you. We support you. And if you need us, just call. You can call the PTB hotline at any time, 562-413-3710, 562-413-3710. 7710. I know Minister Carolyn share her information, Miss Paula her information, Minister Kat her information. If you guys need somebody to listen, call me. I'll listen. But don't ask me for advice, because I'm going to definitely tell you. But if you need somebody just to listen, I'll sit there and listen until you ask me what do I think, and then we can now get to the truth of the matter and get you healed. And you can be healed. Believe me, Jesus can do it for you. Nobody else has dialed one, so we're going to do our final call. Mr. Kat, Mr. Paula, yes, I have called you guys that. Mr. Carolyn, last remarks, anything going on in the community you want to share here that we come out support? If we can't make it, at least we can pray and cover you with it. Please share that now. Ms. Paula?
Yes. Hello. Basically, today I am listening, as you can tell, and I'm also multitasking, trying to get some of my advocacy groups involved more on Saturdays. So in between listening, I'm inboxing people, you know, explaining what's going on here and the opportunities that we have in regard to cooperating together to get the information out there to those that are in these advocacy groups that are struggling with domestic violence, whether it be their own homes or friends or what have you, because we're a lot of people all together. And I just want to let them know that there's a great avenue here through this broadcast to discuss things and get prayer and move forward with helping each other. So that's what I'm doing in between. Again, listening, which is why another reason I'm so quiet. I'm sorry?
No, she was talking to somebody else.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I'm the state leader for California for justice. So I'm reaching out to a lot of people regarding justice, getting more involved. And so everyone that knows on the call that aren't familiar with us, we're an advocacy group based primarily in Chicago, Illinois. And justice stands for just us standing together in cities everywhere. And we actually work on high-profile cases regarding domestic violence. We work on cases in regard to missing family members, watching police activity in regard to injustices to communities. Also, I am a national director in BHA, which is Bringing Home America. And that organization's focus is mainly on missing children up to the age of 20. Helping the local authorities and the families try to locate those missing children and young adults. So, again, I'm reaching out to them today as we speak because I woke up a little late trying to explain exactly why I'm asking them to call in. I've been working on justice for a while, so I'm going to start doing that a little more often to get more people in because I do know that there are some people that can participate and get something out of our conversations. And I've also enjoyed hearing about the celebration last night of Minister Carolyn. I've been listening to that, and she really deserves it. She's the reason I'm here on this call every Saturday now, and I really appreciate her as well. So anyway, thanks for the opportunity to speak. And again, I've been in and out listening and tagging people and trying to get more communication and information flowing throughout my other advocacy groups, and I appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you too, and we're definitely going to keep pushing to working together. We're open for any opportunity to connect and covenant with you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Ms. Kat. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Kat?
Yes. We have a call to women event on October 6th. We posted a flyer on Facebook. We asking all the women, those who have youth from ages 14 and up, to come, and we're just going to have a good time. It's a free event, and it's going to be healing there, healing through hope, taking action, working in the community. You know, it's just you don't want to miss it. So we're going to have panelists and everything, those who have been sexually assaulted. We have one of the panelists, I'll just give you a little tip, that her mother committed suicide. Her daughter committed suicide. I believe her father. It's like a generational suicide. Suicide Prevention Month as well is Sickle Cell Month, is Breast Cancer Month. So all these different awareness that's going on, and we're going to have declarations. It's going to be on the media, the news, and it's going to be on 51st and Main. But like I said, we're posting a flyer. It's the Sister Circle, and all of us have different nonprofit organizations, but we in South Central in the community.
Amen.
And we're inviting all the women. We're calling the women out to talk
Amen.
About
Amen.
It.
Please link me that flyer, and we'll help distribute that into all of our avenues, and let our people know also. Calling all women, get out, wake up, get up, yeah. Come on out.
That part.
God bless you, woman of God. Minister Carolyn, any closing remarks?
Yes. Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, it was a lady by the name of Chanel Jones that reached out to us. She works for an artist called Lauren J. Miss Lauren has made a record. I sent it out to a couple of individuals about violence and gun violence, and they went on our page, and they have invited Sisters Working Against Gang Violence to participate in the video shoot tomorrow in Leimert Park and today in Santa Monica. So if you're interested, and I know Miss Kat is going with us today. Today it's at 5:30 p.m. I'm going to call her and speak to her more after I get off the line with you all. So if you have family members that have been murdered, or if you're against gun violence, then you can reach out to me, and you could come participate in that with me. And that's it.
Amen. We're definitely going to support that. Ooh, that's Santa Monica, but Leimert Park sounds like I can make that one. We'll talk about that offline. We got a couple of events that we're partnering, P2P, Now Network, EastTees, Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, and your ministry, too, can be a part of it. We have three events closing out in the final quarter of this season. Hallelujah Night, the Saturday before Halloween, we're going to have a celebration at EastTees, the same place we did the second backpack giveaway. We're going to have Hallelujah Night. We're going to have the drums out here. We're going to have the music out here. We're going to have some performance out here. We're going to have some goodies and some cupcakes and some love for the community. But we want to show that we don't have to try to take over a night. We can make our own. Ooh, somebody liked that. Ooh, I felt that in the spirit. We don't have to take over a night, but we can make our own. Yes, Hallelujah Night. We'll get you the dates the Saturday before Halloween. Then for Thanksgiving, we're doing a hygiene, socks, beanies, caps, anything to help the children going into colder months. We're going to be giving a definite hygiene. We did that at Luther's Park last year and the year before. We gave a shampoo. We had so much, but it went up so fast. People are really in need. We're going to be doing hygiene. We can put together lunches and whatever we're going to do, but that will be the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And then Christmas, we're going to do a toy giveaway the Saturday before Christmas, and we haven't designated particular locations. We know we're going to do in both Swag's district and in P2P's district. We can do your district too. We can partner on this and go from church to church. No, we have several others that have already shared their interest in these events. You can be a part of it too. And you say, well, we're not in California. You can still help out. We're going to be doing fundraisers throughout these events for each one that you can sow and you can give. And we thank everyone that has sown and helped every event. But we got three more to go. We need you. And if you can't be a part, you can sow a seed, or you can send a gift box. You can mail us a box with stuff, and whatever God puts on your heart, you can stand in the gap for us. You can pray for us. You can do whatever it is that you can do freely, my God, without any remorse, but that you can just give freely. We need your help. We're going to make these some dynamic events, And we already know God is moving in the favor of us right now by us speaking it into existence. But we need the support of our covenant partners to make this a grandiose. Somebody used that word the other day, a grandiose event. And we want to be a part of it. So get involved with these events. Other than that, family, thank you so much for being a part. This is our broadcast. This is our day to share. This is our day to talk, but this is our day to heal. And it may be an old healing. It may be an old pain, an old scar. Come here to get healed. And it's not us. It's our agreement that we can leave different than we came. We can be changed. We can be rearranged. We can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. But it starts with me. Family, I know you know it. You are loved. You are honored. And you are appreciated. But most of all, you were beautifully made by God. But don't you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, see, that's the additive, will not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on him one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom! Yeah.